Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Bringing us back. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late or great yet. Still working on both of those. And we got our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. Lee's still with us. Lee's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, and his big work, Re-Engage. It's all about engaging employees and examples of how the best companies have done that. And all that can be found at Keeping the People, right?
Keepingthepeople.com. That's right.
Check that out. And so can they subscribe to your newsletter there, too, by the way?
Yeah, the newsletter is available under the archives section of the website.
Mm-hmm. All right, so check that out. Okay, Lee, we talked in the previous segments about changing the Labor Day to Worker Appreciation Day. We talked about how to get Gen Y engaged. And I'm not sure we actually solved that, Lee. Do you? I think when it comes to Gen Y, we have to separate engagement from being totally immersed, which I was when I worked for a company. I was just like an owner. I felt like mm-hmm. I was an owner. I was that. Mm-hmm. I was that much. I was totally immersed in the company.
Well, that's the definition of engagement. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think with Gen Y, we have to say, okay, are they professionally engaged, or personally engaged? I think mm-hmm. we need to have a different definition for engagement for Gen Y. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. I'm a little uncomfortable talking about talking about Generation Y as if they were all alike, too. You know, they're so different.
No, and I agree. Yeah. I'm generalizing, but I'm just talking about my own experience for one thing, I've got a little bit of a clinic here over the last few years.
Right. Yeah, I just want to make the point that everybody's different, and it's part of our job as managers to sit down with people and say, what are you hoping to get out of this job? What are your expectations? What I call an entrance interview instead of an exit interview. When we hire one of these young people, that we sit down and really talk about expectations actually before we hire, and make sure we understand what their values are, why they're interested in this job, and get to the level of do they feel a sense of mission about what you're trying to accomplish as an organization, as a company, and if they don't, then that might not be a good hire in the first place. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we hire some of these people a little too soon. They're the engaged members of the generation, and there's the disengaged members. And sometimes we just simply make hiring mistakes.
Well, I guess the thing I'm thinking about is when I was a young person, and I loved I was engaged with my company, I identified myself with that employment. That was part of my identity. Was not mm-hmm. just that I was committed to doing a good job, but I can consider myself to be really engaged with that company and being part of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that the Gen Y, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying I think that they're less likely to. I just don't think you can say just because they're doing a good job that means they're personally engaged.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
No, I agree. I mean, they have priorities outside of work that are important to them more than, say, the boomer generation did. The boomer generation was, very career-oriented, whereas most Generation Y people are looking for leisure activities that are fulfilling outside of work. And they are definitely interested in learning. But I think we have to, when we hire members of this generation, we need to create what I call barriers to entry. In other words, give them a challenge to prove how engaged they are before you hire them. In other words, have them write a paper like a about why why I will be engaged in your organization,
right.
why I
right.
identify with your mission, like a little something they would apply to law school, you know, some kind of a personal statement.
Have you done that before with this generation?
Sure, companies are doing that now, yeah. you know, in terms of as a best
right.
practice.
I would really like to watch that.
Yeah.
And let me say one thing real quick. Gen Y is the most interesting generation I've ever been around, and they're really, really good human beings. I think that must be said. That's one thing I've always noticed about them, is their values are excellent. In some ways, they're just different from us. Hey, Lee, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Okay.
Come back soon.
Well, thank you, Jim. Loved it, as always.
Happy Labor Day. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate him helping us discuss all this today. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.